The presses stopped last week following this bulletin. Martha Stewart, it seems, is afraid to go to prison. I'm grateful that I'm unable to address her concerns from direct experience. Okay, I once paid a memorable visit to a Supermax facility. I swear that my tag read media visitor. But just as Martha can refer to an extensive library of reference books to answer homekeeping questions from those locked in a virtual prison of everyday filth, so too can a lawyer look to the Code of Federal Regulations to help answer prison questions from homekeeping experts. Some helpful descriptions of prison life, meant only to begin to acculturate Ms. Stewart should a court decision not go her way, follow. The bottom line is that the Bureau of Prisons and Martha Stewart Incorporated have many of the same ideals and goals for their clients. A great example is mail. Ms. Stewart encourages us to write a little note of thanks within days of receiving a gift and lauds the personalized splendor of handwritten correspondence. The BOP in 28 CFR 540.10 encourages correspondence that is directed to socially useful goals. This clearly includes thank you notes. Certainly, both entities would frown upon the ungraciousness of, say, death threats sent through the mails, or of notes comprised entirely of words and letters impersonally clipped and pasted from newspapers and magazines. Federal prisons concern themselves, too, with ensuring that the visiting areas behind bars are as comfortable and pleasant as practicable and appropriately furnished and arranged. This ideal, in 28 CFR 540.41, is remarkably similar to Ms. Stewart's advice for living rooms. She gently suggests that furniture arrangement is the key to comfort, including just right spacing between the coffee table and sofa. The photographs on her website suggest plush lounge chairs in rich fabrics. There are no photographs in the code. Finally, Martha Stewart expects great things from nimble fingers. Her website suggests that idle time be spent on projects like rope seat stools, beaded nightlight shades, and rolling pin display cases. The BOP in 28 CFR 544.30 encourages inmates to make constructive use of leisure time through arts and hobby crafts. The Martha Stewart website notes that hand-crocheted, adorable ruby-red booties make a thoughtful gift for the expectant mother, and 28 CFR 544.31 explicitly allows crocheting in prison. Now, sure, some things are different. On the outside, a hostess gift is certainly thoughtful and appropriate. In federal prison, should Martha heed her own advice and tuck a nutcracker and nut pick into a small bucket of nuts for the warden, it will certainly be confiscated as contraband. Prison staff screen for nut pickers and similar implements under 28 CFR 553.12. And should Martha Stewart Living ever include an article describing the brewing of alcoholic beverages, the warden has the authority to rip it from prison library shelves. It's not clear whether the advice from a recent issue, the less vermouth, the drier the martini, exceeds the BOP standards, but that's the beauty of legal interpretation. In the end, should Martha Stewart's worst fears come true, that netherworld behind bars may not be so terrifyingly unfamiliar after all. Based on my comparison of federal regulations and Martha Stewart expectations, it seems that a well-run prison has much in common with a Martha Stewart home, which, come to think of it, has always been my intuition. I'm Amy Gott.